Many of the millions of immigrants living in the U.S. without legal status came here as children. And in 2012, President Obama issued an executive order giving them the chance to apply for temporary protection against deportation, known as DACA. But during the campaign, Donald Trump said he would get rid of DACA as president. Today, the world's Jasmine Garz reached out to some people who would be affected.
No matter how hard he studied, Oliver Marino knew he could only aspire to a very low-end job.
I was mostly working in restaurants, retail stores, places where you didn't really need a college degree. But because I couldn't get into certain jobs, I couldn't even apply because I didn't have a valid Social Security number.
Marino's parents brought him from Mexico to the U.S. when he was 10 years old. He and his family crossed the border without papers. He's now 27. Under Obama's executive order, he was able to apply for deferred action, or DACA. It didn't give him legal status, but rather a temporary reprieve from deportation, a chance to come out in the open about his status, and a chance to get a better job as a museum educator in South Carolina. But he knew that DACA was vulnerable and that a Trump administration would try to cancel it.
I'm not really surprised that this country chose Donald Trump. Living here in the South, being undocumented, being an immigrant, I've heard some of these comments that I've heard from Donald Trump before. I've experienced some of this xenophobia, some of this hatred.
25-year-old Kelly also has DACA status. She has asked that we do not use her last name. She's worried about the mood brought on by this entire election.
I feel that I'm being disrespected. I'm being disrespected in a way that I'm the other in terms of not being a what they consider a citizen or somebody that should be in the United States. And I'm also a woman, and I'm a woman of color.
Kelly was brought to the U.S. from Peru when she was a child. She and her parents overstayed their visa. She says DACA gave her a temporary sense of ease, but she's never been sure about the future. And now she's even less so.
So usually I was good at this question, like, what are your long-term plans? And I always say I don't have any because I don't know what's going to happen. So now it's like even worse. Like, I'm worried. I'm very scared. Can you give me a second? Hold on, I'm sorry. What's going to happen next? If the program ends, then where do I stand?
Oliver Marino says he's not that scared about his own future. He's more worried about those around him who don't have any legal protection.
People like my mom and my dad, friends that did not qualify for deferred action, and now I think they are in living jeopardy.
Later tonight, he'll be meeting with some of those friends and family to discuss what their options are, if indeed the Trump administration cancels DACA. For The World, I'm Jasmine Garst.